The ADOPT trial was a trial published in the New England Journal maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and it's kind of a modern-day UK PDS, United Kingdom Prospective Diabetes Study, which was a study to give patients their first diabetes drug, type 2 diabetes, and then follow them with time and actually see which drug was superior. So what was learned? Sulfonylureas can be effective, but they fail pretty fast. They're not the world's greatest drugs. Metformin did pretty well, though it failed a little bit faster than the TZD. And so the TZD was kind of interpreted to be the best, and that's how the trial was interpreted and written. Though, to be fair, the differences between metformin and TZDs were modest enough that there's an editorial in the New England Journal accompanying it and balanced weight gain, risk of congestive heart failure, and cost of the TZD versus metformin, and sort of decided maybe metformin was better. There's a natural history to the disease, and the natural history, we think, is related to beta cell failure. So if beta cells continue to fail, you will no longer respond to this drug. That's the concept. So now we move into the question of durability of incretin drugs. And the theory is they might have better durability because we know that they work on the islet cells to promote better beta cell function, i.e. more insulin secretion at a meal, better alpha cell function, i.e. less glucagon secretion at a meal, and there's this background in non-human systems, i.e. cells and animals, that you actually grow more beta cells that are thought to be healthy beta cells from these drugs, that there is a GLP-1 physiology and probably GIP that promotes beta cells expanding in their mass, biology that is signaling pathways have been identified to and all sorts of things. And so the thought, and I keep saying thought or the speculation or belief, these very touchy-feely words, the thought is that maybe these drugs will have better durability than what we have now. But if we talk about the ADOPT study, no one's going to be able to comment on truly durability of effect of any of the incretin drugs until we get out 5 or more years. And the second thing is you have to do a study that is carefully designed to compare the ongoing effectiveness of these drugs against other drugs, like the ADOPT study. So one of our problems now is the manufacturers of some of these drugs. They've got groups of people who are on their therapy, who choose to stay on their therapy, presumably because they work, and they follow them for a long time. People can drop out if it stopped working, so they just keep reporting on the people who choose to stay in the study. And the latest data we have is 3 years out. One of the GLP-1 receptor agonist drugs, exenatide, still works in a sizable number of people. Not the 5 years that we need or more, and not in a controlled trial with an active comparator so that you can say after 5 or 6 or 7 years, well, the people who are on the incretin drugs failed less than our other existing drugs, i.e. there seemed to be durability. So I think the term durability is inappropriately used. It's thrown around a lot, saying that we know things we don't know. And I think for the incretin drugs, there is hope that they might actually have a longer duration of effectiveness than what we've had before, but no data that confirms that. And we have to use them in the now, thinking about, are they working for my patient now, as opposed to thinking, well, let's put you on this drug and hopefully 5 years from now, it'll still be a good drug for you.